there. I'm board-certified professional organizer Kathy Burns. I'm really glad you're here. This podcast is designed for busy entrepreneurs just like you who want to take better control of your business and move forward with less stress and more success. If this is your first time listening, then thanks for coming. The Organize Energize podcast is produced for your enjoyment, and show notes are found at thepodcast.organizeandenergize.com. Come back often and feel free to add this podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. You can also follow me on Twitter at Organize Energy and Facebook. All links are in the show notes. Now let's get into the show. Welcome back to Organize and Energize the Podcast. This is Kathy, and today I'm speaking with Don Cortez, who's a health and fitness coach, and we're going to talk about how to create a life worth reliving. Don is a mom of three and a wife with a background in media, politics, and speech communications. And after a successful 20-plus year career with Fortune 50 companies, she transitioned to her true passion, health and wellness. As the founder and CEO of Healthy Goals, Healthy Living, Don has helped thousands achieve optimal health, focusing on weight loss and wellness. She's a certified nutrition coach through the National Academy of Sports Medicine, and her corporate wellness programs enhance productivity and well-being in the workplace. In her personal life, Don loves yoga, hot yoga to be exact, and has appeared in a few commercials, which blends her commitment to wellness and her creative interests. This is what we all want to do, right? We all want to transition from one thing that we're good at to the other thing that we're passionate about. And you're going to hear about Dawn's story on how she did that transition, what she went through in order to achieve really working with her passion. So let's get into it. Hi, everyone. This is Kathy. Welcome back to the Organize and Energize podcast. I'm here with my girlfriend, Dawn Cortez, and we're going to talk about healthy living, healthy body, healthy life, and how to be happy with where you're at and improve upon yourself as you go. Because that's what it's all about, right, Dawn?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Kathy.
Oh, absolutely. It's going to be fun. We always have good conversations. So I know that people might not know about you. So can you tell us a little bit about your background, Dawn? How did you get into the health and healthy living space?
Absolutely. So my background includes over 20 years in corporate, the corporate world, working for life science companies, working in IT professional consulting. And the way I came into this business is I was told by my doctor, Dawn, you need to level up on your health. You're pre-diabetic and your BMI is considered overweight. So I was a self-proclaimed health nut, but I wasn't quite hitting the mark with where my health needed to be, Kathy. So I ended up doing a program. I fell in love with the program. I lost the weight. And I said, I'd like to help other people get healthy. And it started as simple as that. And then I ended up going to get certifications, and then I ended up building a business.
That's amazing. So whenever you transitioned from your Fortune 50 company into your entrepreneurship, did you do it gradually? Did you do midnight oil starting your stuff? Or how did that work for you?
Great question. So I was coaching 2 years, weekends and evening. This is during COVID. So I started coaching in August of 2019. And then the world broke, stopped in March of 2020. So I was coaching weekends and evenings while I was in a job I really liked. It was professional consulting, great company I worked for. And then a couple of years into it, my business had really blossomed. Now we were helping thousands of people. I had a team of coaches who I was partnering with. And at that point, my husband and I had a conversation, a really serious conversation. And he said, would you like to go full time with this? And I did. But I was able to do this on weekends and, on evenings. And so it really made it easy.
Yeah, I think it's a really important thing for everybody listening that, you don't have to go cold turkey and just start a business, that there is a transition period that will make life easier for you should you choose to do it. Obviously, it's a lot of work, right? You're burning the midnight oil, you're doing, double working, but then you end up with this gift that's your own passion and your own purpose and your own business.
Yes, yes, it's so true. I've always had the entrepreneurial spirit. And I always wanted to have my own business. And again, I'm blessed because I worked for some great companies. And the last company I worked for, I loved. I'm still friends with everybody there. And with that said, it just fell into place the way I believe it was meant to be. So I was very thankful for that.
I love that. So, okay. So you were always a health and nutrition nut, but you kind of fell off the wagon and you were working and not paying attention to yourself. So tell me about what you feel sets you apart, because a lot of people are doing health and goal setting and that type of thing. What's your unique spin or unique angle with your business?
So with my business, I am focused on the essence of who that person is, why they want to reach their goals. And so, you know, I'm a life coach, I'm a master life coach, I'm a certified nutrition coach, and also a licensed brain health trainer. And when I combine all of those things, what I'm also combining are many of the things that brought me to this point. So when I'm speaking with a client, I want to understand what their goals are, both personally and a little bit professionally too, because I am working with corporate clients as well. But if I'm working with the individual, we're really digging into what their why is, because there were times in my life where I said, I want to lose 10 pounds. And my why was, oh, just because I want to fit in that dress. But when I really dug down as to what my real why was about my health, about I want to feel more confident, I want to have more energy around 3 o'clock when I'm ready to take a nap at that point in my life. Yeah. Those are the questions I dig into with my clients. And that's really important to me. It's not just about macronutrients and micronutrients and vitamins, all super important. Digging into what the essence of what the reasoning is behind what they want to accomplish.
I love that. And I think, you know, having the why, and oftentimes I so agree with you, Dawn, that the why isn't really the why. The why that we think is the why, you know, it's not about the dress, right?
Right.
It's about not being burned out at 8 o'clock. It's about having stamina all through the day. It's about being able to sleep, possibly. I know that happens with a lot of my clients. So I think the why is super important, and it does take some excavation to figure out. And, you know, I think that's why people have coaches and trainers, is because we can't see what other people, you know, we can't see within ourselves what the deal is. Oftentimes we have our own little story, right? So
yes.
I love that you're combining all the different modalities into one. And I really think that, you know, after years of interviewing people on this podcast, that the most successful people are ones who have taken all of their background and all of their skill set and put it all into a package of their company. And that's also the exciting part to me about being an entrepreneur, is that you can create all, you can combine all your skills and make up whatever you want to make. And I do think that the people that do that more, that just combine everything from their background into one, it's just their authentic self, right?
Yeah, yes, absolutely. And you know, Kathy, I always think about this. I learn more from some of my failures than I have from my successes. And also from my life experiences, the hardships and things of that nature. And with that, I feel as though that helps me relate better to my clients. And yeah, it's a journey. It's a life journey that brought me here, and I never could have predicted it.
Yeah, well, let's talk about that. That's a great segue into, you know, what has been one of your low points, and how did you dig your way out of it as you launched, or as you, just working on your career?
Sure, absolutely. So, as a working mom, I always felt guilt, okay? Mm-hmm. And it was self-induced guilt, not from anybody else. And in retrospect, I think it was a blessing that my children were babysat by my in-laws and my parents, and then also outside help. But I always had the guilt. And I was blessed when I worked at Pfizer at one point, I was able to work flex time for a couple of years. So that was a pure gift. At another point, while raising my children, and I have three sons, I was able to start up my own business. And at that point, that was an event planning business years ago. But the truth of the matter was, I always had the guilt. And I also had the guilt that I wasn't spending as much time with mom and dad, too. Mm-hmm. And I took all those experiences, and I'm a big writer and a big journaler, and I like to journal a lot. And so I put all those thoughts down. One day that'll go into my book in hopes of helping somebody else. But I learned to, in order to overcome that obstacle, what I learned to do was to really time block. And I took those weekends to spend special time with my children when they were younger, to go to like the park and to go to the zoo. I love the zoo. With my parents. You too?
I love the zoo. I love the zoo.
That's great. And then also with my mom and dad, they lived an hour and a half away. And although they came up to babysit, I say up because they were down in South Jersey, I'm in North Jersey. I had to make it a point because I wanted to, not because they were asking or demanding anything. They never did that. To go spend time with them. Sunday, go to dinner with them. On Saturday, sometimes go shopping with mom. I wish I did a lot more of that in retrospect, but that was a big obstacle for me because it got into my head and then it was also affecting me with work at times. But I was able to overcome it by time blocking. And
I love the time blocking thing. And I see a lot of my clients who go through the same thing, that they work, and they don't really set aside time for family or friends or fun. In fact, when I work with time management, oftentimes I schedule date night into the schedule, and I schedule one-on-ones with each parent and each child, like so that they can have individual attention with that one person, right? I think it's
love
so
that. Important.
So you're really smart to do that. So talk to me about one of your clients and tell us a little story about what the transition was and how they blossomed through healthy goals or healthy living or lifestyle.
Sure, absolutely. So I have a female client who just last week had, we were celebrating her 60-pound weight loss success. And she still has more goals. I think she's perfect where she is, but she has her own personal goals. And it's not only about the weight, but it's about the healthy lifestyle, knowing what to do on the holidays and how to eat properly. None of us are going to be perfect, but to be consistent is key. So we were celebrating her, and she said, you know what, for the first time in a very long time, I believe in myself. I also have just booked a trip, and I'm going solo away. And it's a trip out of this country, and she's super excited. And we've been working together for over a year now. And we were celebrating. It's the fact that she has more confidence, the fact that she took this trip is just earth shattering. I work with a lot of clients on a daily basis, and we're celebrating wins. And some of those wins are I'm drinking more water, or I'm eating the proper amount of protein. But when you hear that they've made a lifestyle change for themselves and that they actually are taking themselves much more seriously and that they're more confident and that they're doing great things like traveling alone, that's amazing, right?
Yeah. And you know that you've created sustainable skills, and you really transform their lives. So that leads us into celebration. This has been my year of celebrating many wins and, you know, small things, just celebrating all the way through. What do you do to celebrate your successes and your achieving of goals or with your clients?
With the clients, it's a couple of different things. Sometimes I'll use social media if they want to be acknowledged. I would never, ever celebrate somebody on social media without them saying, go for it. Usually, you know, we'll have that conversation and I'll tell them I'm really proud of them and that they should realize, you know, what they have done. And you know, we celebrate that way. I always involve my family afterwards. They don't know who any of my clients are unless a friend has said I'm your wife's client or something of that nature. But we celebrate. Like if there's something good that's just happened, we will have a special dinner. You know, I'm usually dancing around the kitchen, you know, when something good has happened. You know, and then I go right back and I want to create more of that. And it's not me just creating it alone. It's a partnership with my clients. So when they have a win, it's because of them, but I get to celebrate their success. But even if it's a different type of a win in life, celebrate a little bit and let's see if we can duplicate it.
Yeah, it's just actually being the intentionally celebrating, even if it's not a big thing, like having the intention that I'm going to just say, yes, it happened. You know, that's something that for me is very important, just intentionally saying, hey, good job. You know, you did something good. Or also telling the client, you know, let's jump up and down. Let's spin around. Let's do something cool that you've never done. You know, let's just do jumping jacks or whatever.
I love that. You just gave me a new idea.
Jumping jacks are cool, you know, and skipping. Oh my gosh, I love skipping. Skipping is just joyful, right?
That's awesome. I love it. I like the dancing part too.
Yeah. So, and I'm a terrible dancer, so I'm a skipper. Okay. So if you have, for anyone listening out there, who's looking to kind of make a change, whether it's career or health, and I'll let you go any way you want with this, Dawn, what would be, how would they start? You know, what's the beginning step to making a lifestyle change, be it for career or for health?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I love this question. The first thing I would say is take out a piece of paper and a pen and write down what you want to achieve and why is that important to you? Mm-hmm. Okay. Write down all the reasons. And let's talk about health first, and then we'll go into career. With health, Kathy, I feel as though if a person can identify why it's important to them to make a change, they can come up with a list. And then if that's the case, what they can do then is figure out, ask themselves, what am I willing to do to reach that goal? Maybe that goal is to lose 10 pounds, 20 pounds, 30 pounds, whatever it is. And maybe they say, one of my goals is really not to follow in my mom and dad's footsteps with what diseases they were diagnosed with. Maybe they are thinking, I want to try to come off medication because I understand food could also be used as medicine. And so write those things down and then look at them and see how important they are. And then at that point, figure out how to do it. So I tried figuring it out my entire life, how to, you know, not roller coaster diet, but I successfully did it once I had a coach. And every coach had a coach, I believe, right, Kathy? And
yes.
Yeah. And so I lost because I worked closely with the coach. So maybe that's going to be the route that your listener might want to take, is work with a coach. And if that's the case, make a phone call, make two phone calls, three phone calls, and explore, figure out what you want to do. Having accountability is a big thing. Okay. That's with health. Also, figure out what you're willing to do also in terms of maybe exercise too, because health is not just about what we're putting in our mouth. It has to do with our mindset. It has to do with physical activity. It has to do with mindfulness. I frequently have my clients listen to meditation, the ones who are willing to do that, to relax. I'm a big yoga fanatic. And if they're willing to do that, even just to put on a video for 10 minutes and do some stretching and so forth, that might help too. But I look at the whole picture when I'm working with people. So when it comes to health, ask yourself, what are you willing to do? With professional and your maybe a career change, write down what you're good at. Write down what your passions are. Write down what your dreams are and don't stop. Listen, Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, Oprah Winfrey, they all had dreams. And even when they were young, and I mentioned those people because, you know, they're very successful. And with that said, they all had dreams. So you can dream big.
Right.
Yeah, dream big. Write it all down. And then ask yourself, how am I going to get there? Again, every coach had a coach, and sometimes speaking to a coach, or maybe it's people who are in that field. Okay. Maybe you work with numbers right now and you feel as though there's a creative bug inside me that really wants to explode. And I think I'd be really good at something, but I went to school for accounting and I don't know what to do. Call up your friends who are creative and speak to them. Maybe somebody who you're curious, like, wow, you know, her job, his job seems really interesting. Call them and speak to them. Mm-hmm. Ask for help. That's, I think, the secret to a lot of people's lack of success by not asking for help. People want to help. People want to give their advice.
Yeah.
Look it up online. You know, go to AI. Go to ChatGPT. What would a career in copywriting look like, or writing a book, or whatever the case is? You know, you can get a lot of help that way. Then at that point, maybe you're with the company, you're like, I just would like to start maybe a new role, maybe not leave my company. I've been with my company for 17 years now, and it's not, I just don't want to jump companies. But perhaps you are that person in accounting right now, but you feel as though you have the creative juices. Speak to the people in your company. Maybe speak to your manager. Maybe speak to people in marketing. Maybe speak to people in human resources and say, I'm really curious. I've been maybe spending some time thinking and I'm creative, and this is why I think I'm creative. I've actually been writing at home. I do things on social media. Approach them, ask for help. That's my guidance. Does that answer your questions?
Absolutely. No, I think it's fantastic. And, you know, a long, long time ago, I used to work for ITT Tech, and I would help kids that had never, that weren't like college ready or didn't even care about college, and have them get into fields that are using with their hands, which is great. So, you know, that's an alternative, I think, a different path, but a lot of it had to do with also shadowing the people that are actually doing the job. And so I'm with you all the way on that. You know, ask people, see if you can shadow someone. If you want to be whatever, you want to move from accounting into marketing, shadow someone in marketing for a day, not even necessarily at your company, although I do like that at your company idea. But shadow and see if you really like what they're doing. Because oftentimes I find that we think we know what we want to do, but then we see the real life drudgery of it and we're like, nah, it's not quite it.
Right.
I think your advice is solid, totally solid when it comes to shifting, you know, and as you know, or, you know, we always say masters hire masters, and you do have to have someone that's outside of your life to give you that perspective on what really would make, I mean, you internally know what makes sense, but having an outside perspective, does it make sense? Or is it possible to create a life that you want? Something that I used a long time ago, and I still use with clients from time to time that are transitioning, is, are you familiar with What Color Is Your Parachute, that book?
I am familiar with it.
I love it because, you know, when I started my career, I was doing all the tests, you know, trying to figure out what does Kathy want to do when she grows up. And I would just skew all the tests, you know, the Myers-Briggs, the DISC. I could skew them any way that I wanted to skew them, but on color, what color is your parachute? There's no possible way that you can skew the results that come out of that. And so you can really find out, because oftentimes you don't even know what your skill set is, really. I mean, in a way, like, you know, it ended up that I love change and that other people don't like change. So how do I help people change? You know, what do? Now I help people be less fearful of change. And that only came from the parachute book. I would add on to your advice is do some testing, do some type of, you know, just go within. And I like your journaling idea. And I think it was really cool when you said, I was trying to help someone else and I went back to my journal and then found some answers. So again, that's why you're so good at what you do, because you do that introspect. You've done the work, right?
Thank you.
Yourself. And so you can help people do the work as well. And that's what coaches and teachers and trainers are all about, you know, having the work themselves and then being able to lead people down the path. So
Yes.
Love your advice. It's so solid.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kathy.
Okay. So if you could turn back time and tell your 18-year-old self, give yourself advice, what would you tell that girl as she's getting ready to jump into life?
Be relentless in the pursuit of what's going to make you happy and what you want to do. Do not play victim. Love unconditionally and realize that people are the sum of their upbringing, and we can't change people. And we should not get offended by people, and really just live the best life that you can live. And that includes, I know I'm giving you a lot of answers.
But she's putting it in, this 18-year-old girl. She's like, really?
Exactly. But really just go for whatever your dream is. Go for it. You know, we're allowed to dream. Create the life that you want to live, and that if you had the chance to go relive your life again, that you'd say, that's exactly the life I want to live.
Yeah. And, you know, be creative, because the sky's the limit. You know, we can do anything that we want to do. We can create anything that we want to create if we have that focus and know what it is. What it is that you want to create, it doesn't matter how outlandish it is. A couple of mine, this couple here in San Diego, I always think of them because they started a company. It's called Vinya and Vinyasana, and you'll like that, doing hot yoga.
Yes.
So they decided they were going to have a wine bar and a yoga studio, and they combined them together because she was a yogi and he was a chef. So nice. Can you believe this? So they came up with this idea. And then they started a little gift shop so that they could get paid to go to Bali and other places to bring back things to sell at the shop. So they've created this life that you wouldn't even believe. Like, why would you put yoga and wine and food and gifts and all? It works. Okay. And this was their dream, right? So it comes back to, you can create anything you want to create, which I think is the great, kind of epiphany of this whole podcast. Like, just be creative and figure out what it is that you are passionate about and what it is that you're good at. You know, she's a yogi, he's a chef. Go figure, right?
I love that.
Isn't that cool?
I love that.
Yeah. When you come to San Diego, I'll have to take you there. It's just the most outstanding version of a dream gone real that no one else has thought of, right? No one else in this world has, that I know of, has thought of something like this, right? Like,
right. I never would have thought of that. How incredible and how unique. I love that.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what we can all do. That's what each and every person listening here can do. Once you follow Dawn's advice and figure out the why is it important? You know, I know with these kids, it was their lifestyle. They wanted to do what they love to do and make them make money doing it and be together, right? As a couple, as a couple of business owners, and not be separated out. Cause you know, chef's worlds, generally you don't have a life, right? Yogis, you have a little bit more of a life, but how do you combine that and marry that together? So yeah, anybody out there listening can do something like that. If you have an outside perspective, I think it helps. So I love your idea of asking other people, you know, at your company, and also asking your friends, what you're good at. I know when I did the Colors Your Parachute, then part of the mandate is go ask your friends what they think. Is this real? Mm-hmm. Is this really me? Is this a good synopsis of where I'm heading? So it's all good. So I know you have something free to offer as a gift to those listening. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Excellent. I'm excited to share this. So I have, there's two things actually. One is your Energize Week Blueprint. And what that is, it's a one-page cheat sheet and guide that shows you how to plan meals, get physical, carve out moments of calm without feeling overwhelmed. And there's some tips on meal prep ideas, weekly workout schedule, and mindfulness. And the second thing is actually, it's called the Brain Warrior's Way Quick Start Guide. And this is written by Tana Amen and Dr. Daniel Amen, one of the world's leading neuropsychiatrists. And on here, shopping lists, simple advice on what foods to enjoy and what to skip, things of that nature. When they click on that link, they will also be able to schedule an appointment, a one-on-one with me, if they're interested.
Fantastic. Yeah. And I'd say everybody schedule one-on-one with Dawn. And I agree, do your due diligence, interview like three different people on what, you know, how they're going to help you, what you need to do. Bare minimum, you'll get closer to your why as you do that. And then you'll know who you resonate with. And, you know, Dawn is a kind and gentle spirit. So you'll definitely resonate with her, but I like the due diligence. You know, there's someone for everybody out there. And if you're looking to transition from a career from corporate, or if you're looking just to get healthier, this is step one, right? Make some calls, reach out, see what you have. And I don't know how you fit all that on one sheet, but I'm going to have to download that and see. That's a lot of information on one sheet. So go ahead and download the link. Go ahead and download your free treats from Dawn. That's very gracious of you. Have a chat with her. See how she might help you. See if you've never worked with a coach, what's that all about? You know, how does that work? And you'll get some insight on that. So one last thing I have to talk about. What's your favorite organizing hack? And I know you talked about time blocks a little bit. Is that your favorite organizing hack, or do you have something else you use?
My favorite organizing hack is meal prepping and food prepping.
Yeah.
So I usually take Saturdays or Sundays, take 15 minutes to figure out what my meals are going to be during the week. And I usually do ask for some input from my family. And once I have that, I figure out my meals and I write them down. And then there goes that shopping list. And I'm either going to the store to shop or I shop online. 8 out of 10 times I'm shopping online, unless I'm going to like a farm or something like that to get some fresh organic produce and so forth. Then at that point, I get everything. And then I usually will then food prep. And what that means is I'm cutting up vegetables. Sometimes we will actually even grill chicken on like a Sunday night, and we'll have it for a couple of days to eat because we're busy. We're all working and we want to eat healthy. And I do the same thing with snacks. What snacks does everybody want to have? So I meal prep and I food prep and also snack prep. So that's my favorite food hack.
Nice. It saves you a lot of time during the week. I love on Sunday nights, we try to do a big pot of something and then chop some vegetables. So, you know, it definitely saves time throughout the week, and it helps that indecision of what's for dinner.
Yes, 100%. It does help. Good for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, that's great. Okay, cool. Well, it's been a pleasure. Make sure to download the free gifts that you have from Dawn below, and give us a thumbs up if you like this. You know, I like hearing from people that are listening to the podcast, and give us some kudos. And if you're watching it on Facebook, or I'm sorry, you're watching it on Zoom or YouTube, please give us a shout out. So thanks, Dawn. I really appreciate your time. And this has been a great conversation. I know that people are going to be inspired out there to take some time, no matter what you do, just take some type of action. Like, find out, I like, step one, find out your why. Why do you even want to take action? What's it all about? Yeah.
Kathy, thank you so much for having me. It's been an honor to be on here with you. And thank you.
You're welcome. Until next week, we'll see you then. And thanks, Dawn, for your time. It's a pleasure.
Welcome. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for listening to this podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you want to hear more, feel free to subscribe on the platform of your choice. Also, if you feel so inclined, I would truly appreciate a good rating from you to me. Have a stellar day.